Gone Wild Audio, it is time again for Hal B to be answering a questionnaire. This time, I'm going to be answering my own questionnaire. The quest for the questionnaire. Questionnaire. Number one, how much time do you spend surfing the web / browsing Reddit on average? Surfing the web? I'd say about, it's an embarrassing amount. 6 hours a day, average. Currently unemployed. I've got a couple interviews set up, but maybe it'll go down once I have a job. But it's a ludicrous amount, and most of that time is on Reddit. So about 5 of those 6 hours, I either am actively browsing Reddit, or I have a tab open. What is my favorite website online? Yes, Reddit can be the answer, and Reddit is the answer. Around what age did you start using the internet? About 9 years old. That's when we got our CompuServe account, and little Hal B was exposed to the wonders of the World Wide Web. Mostly Neopets at the time. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? I use my laptop the most. I currently don't have a desktop, but I'm looking into buying one of those. I just literally, 2 days ago, got my first smartphone. I've been using a flip phone for forever. So I think I may be changing my answer within a couple weeks once I really start getting used to having a smartphone. Have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? I told one of my friends about GWA when I first started getting into it, and we listened to some of the entries. This was back in, I'd say, March of this year when I first stumbled upon GWA on my main account. And, you know, he and I just kind of listened to some stuff. It was a little awkward. He's like, oh man, you're some weird stuff. But, yeah, he was really good-natured about it, and, you know, we just kind of treated it like just something objectively to kind of do when we were bored. Just kind of listen to that stuff. If so, have you ever told anyone in life, real life, about your own GWA entries? No one I know in person that doesn't already know, like, already submit to GWA. Maybe someday, but for the most part, I'm anonymous unless someone recognizes my voice. Hopefully. That's not too embarrassing. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, or masturbating? I'm pretty much, it really depends on the person. I'm a 10. It's a subject you can bring up with me very easily. The only time it's embarrassing is if the other person feels embarrassed about it. And say they like shame me for being really open about sex and sexuality, then it can be a little strange. But for the most part, I talk to very like-minded people. We're all perverts here. So yeah, I'm a 10. If you care to share, what is your sexuality? Straight, gay, bi, curious, heteroflexible, pansexual, etc. I am bisexual. Not just sexually, but emotionally. Like, I can be very emotionally attracted to a girl, emotionally attracted to a man, sexually attracted to a man, sexually attracted to a girl. Yeah. How often? How many times a day, on average, do you think about sex, masturbate? I usually am thinking about sex, couple times a day, And then masturbating, I either do once a day or once every 2 days. It's my secret to get to sleep on time. Who's your favorite submitter on GWA? More than one. My favorite submitter right now would have to be... So I have to think of someone who's active anymore, because a lot of y'all have just started disappearing. Katsiaris used to be my favorite submitter, and now he's gone. I'd say Hi No Name. I really like just the variety of posts that he makes, the kind of submissions he makes. Those are some of my favorite. And Cuddly Bear. Because why not? I love you, dude. I wish I could say it in Danish, but I wouldn't trust my accent. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both? Okay, let me, I have to count on my little finger here. Four? I'm trying to think. Yeah, four or five. I'm not entirely sure. One male, and then the other three or four would be girls. I've only ever had sex with one guy, which is sort of fucking unfortunate. And then there's like one where we were trying to have sex, and then he couldn't get it up, and so he ended up just, hanging out afterwards really awkwardly in this house, so, yeah. Who is your number one celebrity crush? Oh, God. And of course, I didn't even think about this when I was writing down my own questionnaire. Great. Number one celebrity crush. I really like, I know this is gonna sound really stupid. I really like, what's his name? That's his name. Ian Somerhalder. That's my number one. I think he's the hottest motherfucker out there. Okay. Do you drink or like to get drunk? What's your favorite beer, wine, cocktail, straight liquor? I do like to drink. I occasionally like to get drunk. I'm not like, I don't binge. There's certain weekends where I might go a little overboard, but then it's, several months until I get drunk again. My favorite beer. I like pretty much all drinks. It's different kinds of drinks. But my favorite beer would have to be Dogfish Head Midas Touch. It's so expensive, but it's so good. My favorite wine, well, type of wine would have to be Moscato or Shiraz. Jam jar Shiraz, and then... why the hell not? Yellowtail Moscato is really pretty good. I can't remember the other brand that I drink. There's another brand. A sparkling Moscato is also really great. Cocktail. I like martinis. Like fruity martinis. Like, I've had a lychee teeny, and that was delicious. I also had pear teenies, which are also great. Straight liquor. I am a Scotch girl. I like Genfiddich. Maybe if you have something else to suggest, if you're a Scotch drinker, go ahead and, throw me your favorite Scotch. I'd like to hear your suggestions. Okay, what's your favorite food? Something you can never get tired of eating. Sushi is my favorite food all time. Salmon would be my favorite fish. to eat. I like nigiri, which is the raw fish on top of rice. It doesn't have the seaweed. Or sashimi, which is just the sliced raw fish. What's my favorite band? What is your favorite band? And my favorite song / album of theirs. My favorite band is, I'd say, Civil Twilight. And my favorite song of theirs is, my favorite album of theirs is Holy Weather, and then the title song, Holy Weather, is my favorite song of theirs. What color are your eyes or hair? And what color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? I have dark brown hair, and my eyes are hazel. And then I've always really liked the idea of a guy with black hair and either gray or green eyes. That would be my favorite. And then on a girl, the same. Well, I'm really into black hair with either green or gray eyes, or like a light blue. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, afternoon, evening, late night? My favorite time to have sex would be early morning. Like waking up from a dream to like have someone like fondling me. Oh my god. I've had that happen and it's probably like my favorite feeling. Late night is my favorite time to masturbate, for sure. Top, bottom, or switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? Definitely depends on the partner. I can be a top or a switch for a girl, but for a dominant man, I'm definitely a bottom. Do you have any hobbies? Singing, dancing, drawing, woodworking, etc.? Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it. How you got into this hobby. I do a lot of art. So I draw, I paint, I do Photoshop. I also, when I have the time, I animate a little bit, like 2D animation. I want to get into 3D animation, but I don't have the right computer for that yet. I guess some people would think certain aspects of my art are kind of nerdy. Like I like to make web comics. I also like to draw characters from my stories because I also write. So maybe a little bit nerdy, but it's a bit more socially acceptable, quote unquote, I guess. If you could gain a superpower or ability, superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good, evil, a little bit of both? I would want to, speak every language on the planet, be able to translate to and from any language, to think in any language, write and read in any language. So I guess that would be like a psychic thing. I don't know how to classify that. I would use it for a little bit of both. A little bit of good, a little bit of evil. Getting my way or helping others. When listening to a GWA entry... Oh, and we've entered the bonus questions, just by the way. When listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like? Face or body, according to their voice. Yeah, I have pictured in my mind what a couple of you might look like. At times, I'll get pictures of what people look like. And there was one time when it was actually pretty close, and I was surprised. And another time where it was completely like, whoa, okay, that was not what I was picturing, but, you know, not in a bad way. It was just, you know, completely different. It's kind of interesting how it's really hard to kind of invent a face, so you sort of put this face in your head. And at least for me, I can kind of see that person acting out certain things, emoting, and it sort of adds like a different layer, so I can just close my eyes and sort of picture what someone's character looks like. Have you ever been caught masturbating or having sex? How did that go? Oh boy. I've been caught masturbating, I'd say, I think there was one time, but luckily it was under the covers, so they just kind of came in, they're like, oh, sorry, and then went away. Now, the worst time, I was giving my boyfriend a blowjob in his family's house, and this was a big mistake, and our lock was broken. But what we'd done is we had put the dresser to jam the door, because, you know, like, we had to fix it. We just, you know, wanted to get our business done and then worry about the door later. And his niece and nephew came over, and they started knocking on the door. And we told them, you know, I was like, wait a minute. And so they managed to push the door and push the dresser out of the way and peek their heads in. And I wasn't wearing anything on my lower half, and I feel so bad that they had to see that, you know, but come on, like, they knocked, and then the door was jammed, and so it took quite a bit of force to open that door, and they, oh god, and then they kept on trying to get in afterwards. It was like, you know, go watch TV or something, kids. Have you ever heard someone on GUWA that you could swear that you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? Actually, fortunately, no, I haven't. So, again, that sort of harkens back to what I'd answered earlier about, you know, I don't think anybody's recognized me yet, and I hope none of y'all are out there that do. Oh, feel free to PM me if you think you recognize me from somewhere, but you probably haven't. So anyway, that was my little lackluster attempt at my own quest for the questionnaire. So the QQQ. Alright, GWA, you have a nice night.